Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland, where are you this morning?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
What you doing in Shreveport?
Man, I spoke at the Harvest Conference, a full Praise Temple, Full Gospel Baptist Church. Fabulous time last night, and so I had a good time here. And my topic of the sermon, or if you want to call it a speech, I
praying for the Texas
scripture was: Are you a field Christian or a house Christian?
Praying for the Texas.
My Texas day is praying for the
Texas. Jay.
Don't
let my holy rollers have to lay hands on you.
You're right, man. I'm sorry.
Ooh, he's scared.
They put your name on the prayer roll, it might get a little ugly.
But you know that is a good sermon, though.
And
you will be using that next Sunday. That's what happened when you a house Christian. You ain't no field Christian. All right. Yesterday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, she took full responsibility for the situation that happened in Benghazi with our ambassador, Chris Stevens, and three other Americans who were killed. Of course, we now know that security folks in Libya, they actually sought additional security, and it was turned down by the State Department. This has really roiled the White House because they've been criticized by Republicans across the country. We turn to April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks. And April, got to ask, will this quiet the storm, if you will? Because now you got folks saying, oh, here the president, they've thrown Secretary Hillary Clinton under the bus.
No, it's not going to quiet the storm, Roland. This is an election year, and we are in that crucial time period. The Republicans are going to do anything they can to win votes, and they have really politicized this issue. You know, there were a lot of wrongs to go around at the very beginning of this, to include Mitt Romney coming out making a statement, but also, and I'm going to tell you what happened, some of the wrongs on the administration side.
Right.
Anytime I talked to a general this weekend, and you have to remember, our intelligence is not the best. It still is not the best. We learned that in Iraq, and particularly just looking at what happened with Libya. Now, this general that I talked to this weekend said to me, any time that you have situations like this, he said, we already know going the first bits of information we get are wrong. That's what he tells me. And he said to me also, he said, you have to remember that it's not intelligence until it's acted upon. At that time, it's information. But it was just, you know, it was a common sense thing versus investigating. It happened on 9/11. And one would automatically think, okay, this was retaliation, this is 9/11. But they had to go through all of their information. So what this general told me, normally any time you get intelligence, it is considered wrong. So until you find out more. And we know this, too, because remember Fran Townsend went on CNN, someone who's in the national intelligence community, went on CNN for weeks. It took the FBI a long time to get into Benghazi. All the information was cold. It started becoming cold. It took them weeks to get in while the president was saying, we were going to bring these people to justice.
So part of the problem really was that this need to have to give an answer, and it was just these multiple answers. And what happens is, people always want to know, well, who did it? Are you going to get them? How did you know? Stuff along those lines.
We are in such an age of immediacy, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, look, for example, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, remember when Osama bin Laden was killed? You had somebody in the neighborhood saying, "Ooh, I hear some big helicopters. I hear this,
sending
that, and
out their tweets." Yeah.
Right, sending the tweets out. And that's part of the problem, that we look to the White House and all these government agencies for answers right away when they're still compiling. And they're kind of in a catch-22, but it still does not make it right. So information was faulty. It was wrong at the beginning.
Is it going to hurt the campaign?
Let's go deeper than that. It could hurt the campaign.
Actually, it has hurt the campaign.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how it could hurt it even further, okay? You have to remember, Hillary Clinton is the Secretary of State. Who is she married to? Bill Clinton, the man who is helping this president, fighting for this president, the man who helped Obama get his mojo back during the Democratic Convention. You have to remember, you've got to walk a really straight line. You don't want to get Bill Clinton upset, because that is his wife. He and Hillary Clinton, no matter what you say about them, they are together. They are thick. So you have to be very mindful that Hillary Clinton is the Secretary of State, but she's also a very strategic ally.
So she's not going to be the fall guy in this.
But But April, I do think we have to be clear. The request came from Libya to the State Department.
Yes.
She is the CEO of the State Department. The reality is these kind of requests don't go to the White House. That's why they go through the State Department. And so when people say, well, the buck stops with the president, it's absolutely true. But the reality is you do run departments for a reason.
Yes and no. Information does go to the White House, but the question is, does it always go up to the top of the food chain? Does it really reach the commander in chief sometimes?
Right.
So, and in this instance, they're saying that the State Department got the information and it did not go to the White House. So they are washing their hands of it. They're backing away. This has already damaged the campaign, as you said, and it's already damaged our friend, U.S. Ambassador
Susan
to the U.N.,
Susan Rice.
Mm-hmm. She, you know, everyone is talking about how she, because she went out talking about this videotape, the same thing that the White House was saying, she was the person to be in line to be Secretary of State. So many people in Washington are saying she will never make it through confirmation hearing.
Not after this.
Okay.
Not after this.
All right. It's going
to be tonight.
And it's going to be interesting to see how they answer this question. This question is probably going to be the first question out the box, don't you think?
Tonight's town hall format, so we'll see what they have to say. And Tom, Jeff Johnson and I are going to be, I'll be on his internet show, Bliss.fm, giving pre- and post-debate analysis, so you can check us out there.
I wonder if the president's going to go hoodie-hood. That's all I want.
Right.
It. Keep up the great work, Andrew.
See, that Baltimore just jumped out.
You know what? Don't mess with me more.
All right.
All right, folks.
Good job, guys.
Me again. 23 past the hour.